Well, hello and welcome to this English lesson about action movies. There are a number of different kinds of movies. There are different genres, and one of them is action movies. Action movies usually have a person who needs to do something that normal people don't do. Maybe they need to catch a bad person. Maybe they need to go and spy at a party, a fancy party. Maybe they need to steal something, but in a good way. Like usually in an action movie, the lead character is a good person. But today we're going to do a lesson on all of the words and phrases you'll hear if you watch an action movie. Sometimes it might be a little confusing. Sometimes you might not understand what they're talking about. And as an English learner, I'll help you learn about 25 or so words that you just need to know if you're going to watch an action movie. So once again, welcome to this English lesson about action movies. So a car chase. Should I back up and actually explain what an action movie is? An action movie is a movie that's not about romance. It's not about the future. It's not about a historical event. An action movie is usually about someone who, maybe they're a police officer, a former police officer, a spy, someone who works for a secret organization, someone who does things that normal people don't do. I don't regularly get phone calls saying, Bob, could you fly to Paris? And could you go to this high-end fancy party and spy on the Duke of Austenborough? It's not a real thing, by the way. Normally, people phone me and say, hey, Bob, can you come and help me move a couch? That's the extent of my life. But an action movie usually has a lot of exciting things happen in it, and I'll explain some of them. One is a car chase. Often when you're watching an action movie, it might start with a car chase, or there might be a car chase in the middle of it. At some point, the person in the movie who you are cheering for or rooting for, the hero in the movie, might be chased by someone or might chase someone in a car. During the car chase, the cars might get smashed up a little bit. There's a movie called Baby Driver where at the beginning they rob a bank and then there's a huge car chase. That is one of my favorite car chases ever in a movie. If you ever have a chance to watch that movie, watch the car chase at the beginning. Great music and very, very exciting car chase. So a car chase is when someone is in one car and they're trying to get away from someone in a different car and that second car is chasing them. Very dangerous. You would never do this in real life. It would be a very bad thing to do. But action movies often will have a car chase. So a pursuit is a car chase, but it involves law enforcement. It involves the police. So in this clip or in this picture, you can see there are three cop cars. That's the informal way we talk about police cars. We say cop cars chasing this person. So this is a pursuit. We use a little, you could call it a car chase as well. But when you say that the police are in pursuit or there was a pursuit on the highway, it means usually that police are doing that. This is common in almost every single action movie. There's usually a pursuit where the police are chasing someone at some point in time. A shootout. So another very common thing in an action movie. A shootout is when obviously there are guns involved and obviously people are shooting at each other. They might be in an old warehouse. They might have just had a car chase and one of the cars broke down, so someone jumped out and started running, and the other person might chase them, and they might actually start shooting at each other. So a shootout is another very common thing to see in an action movie. In fact, most action movies will have guns in some way. There will be guns in action movies almost all the time. It's kind of part of the genre. Car chases, shootouts, and those kinds of things. And then, of course, there will most likely be a fight scene. At some point in the movie, the hero is going to probably fight somebody. And that fight is usually pretty exciting. It's different than fights you've probably seen in real life. Usually, it's well choreographed. And there's usually a lot of martial arts. So things like jiu-jitsu or karate. All of these martial arts moves, they will block a punch and they will punch really effectively or I'm not a martial artist, by the way. I did take karate for about 6 months, though, when I was in university. So I do know how to block a little bit. Probably doing it wrong. I like the defensive moves better than the offensive moves. But there will definitely be a fight scene at some point in most action movies. Now, science fiction movies can also be action movies. So a movie like The Matrix has some pretty amazing fight scenes in it when two people will fight each other and use a lot of really fancy fight moves that probably most of us don't know. There will definitely be explosions. Explosions. There will be cars that blow up. There might be a building that blows up. So in English, an explosion is when somebody uses dynamite or some other thing to blow something up. There might be a bomb in a building and you will have an explosion. So definitely, I would say almost every action movie I can think of, there's an explosion at some point in time. Either someone will blow up a car or blow up a building. So there's a high chance this video will get demonetized, by the way, because of the topic. So we'll have to see how that goes. An ambush. So an ambush is an interesting thing. An ambush is when a person or several people or an animal hides and waits for someone. So an ambush is when, let's say, there's a road and people are hiding in the trees along the side of the road, waiting for someone to walk by or drive by so they can attack them. This jaguar, I think it's a jaguar, is waiting. It's going to ambush someone. So it's I'm trying to think of the French word. Is it embuscade? En embuscade? Something like that. One of our French viewers can tell us. But when you hide in order to jump out and attack someone, we say that you are going to ambush them. Certainly would be a scary thing to experience. And then there's something called a standoff. So a standoff is when all parties involved, everyone involved, stops fighting because they're all at an equal disadvantage. That's probably not a great way to describe it, but this picture shows it well. Everyone is pointing their gun at this another person. So they can't fight anymore. They can't continue the shootout. They're at a standoff. So standoffs often happen when two sides are trying to fight, but neither side can make any progress. We would call that a standoff. So it's usually a point in an action movie where there's some funny dialogue or they insult each other because they can no longer fight, so they can only use words. A heist. So a heist movie is a movie where a group of people, maybe one person, but usually a group of people, plans to rob a bank or plans to rob a museum, or they plan to steal a famous piece of art from a wealthy person's apartment or house. A heist movie generally starts with you seeing the people planning the heist. They're talking about how they're going to rob the bank or the museum. And then usually about halfway through, you actually see them rob it. So Ocean's 11 would be a good movie about that. They plan to rob a casino, and Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13, there's a few movies in that series. So they plan a heist. So a heist then is a planned robbery, usually by a group of people, of a bank or a casino or I think there's a heist movie where they rob a racetrack as well. I can't think of the name, but that is what a heist movie is. And then there's a movie that might involve a rescue. So a rescue is when someone is somewhere. Maybe they've been kidnapped. Maybe they're stuck at the top of a mountain because their plane crashed. Maybe they're, let's see, maybe they've gone to a country and they've been captured and need to be rescued. So a rescue movie usually involves someone or a couple of people or more going somewhere to help people escape from some kind of situation. So there is heist movies and there are rescue movies. And then, of course, there's words like to infiltrate. So this can mean two things. So you can use a computer to infiltrate someone's computer system, but you can also, as a person, go and infiltrate a group. So if there was a group of bad guys, and if I was a police officer, I might put on my normal clothes and try to infiltrate the group. I try to become one of the group if I'm undercover. So when you infiltrate something, it means you go into it undetected. You try to be part of a group or get into a computer system in a way that no one sees you or recognizes that you might be someone else. To double cross. So it took me a long time to find a picture to represent double cross. When you double cross someone, they think you're working for them, but you're actually working for someone else. So you can see in this picture, he's shaking the hand of the person as if he's that person's friend, but he has something ominous behind his back. So oftentimes in action movies, someone will double cross the people who trust them. So maybe a group is planning to rob the bank and one person double crosses them and goes and tells the police what they're going to do. So in English, when you double cross someone, it means they trust you, but they probably shouldn't trust you. Undercover. So I briefly mentioned this. When a police officer goes undercover, instead of wearing their uniform, they wear their normal clothes. Instead of looking all clean shaven, they might grow a beard, wear their normal clothes, and then try to become part of a criminal organization in order to investigate them. So they'll go undercover to try and infiltrate the criminal organization. So this is a common plot in an action movie. The hero might go undercover in order to try and figure out what a group of people is going to do. So of course, if it's a police officer, they would not wear their uniform. They would actually do everything they can to make it so they don't look like a police officer. And they might wear a disguise. So in the Mission Impossible movies, there are often scenes where someone who may already be dead is suddenly alive again, but then you realize it's actually Ethan Hunt wearing a disguise. When you wear a disguise, you put on a mask or you use makeup to make yourself look like a different person or at least not look like yourself. So there's two kinds of disguises. I might put on a disguise and try to look like my boss, or I might wear a disguise simply so people don't know it's Bob. Okay, so two kinds of disguises. But a disguise would be something you put on to look like someone else. Now, a little point here. At Halloween, kids will wear costumes, but in a movie, when someone like Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible movies does this, we say he's putting on a disguise. We wouldn't say he's putting on a costume. So a costume is more something you wear at Halloween or to a costume party. But in a movie, we would say, oh, he was in disguise or he wore a disguise. Now, we also have secret identities. Sometimes in a movie, an action movie, the person might have a secret identity. So for instance, in a superhero movie, which is kind of an action movie, someone like Superman, his secret identity is Clark Kent. So you can see here's Clark Kent, but underneath he has his Superman outfit. Batman's secret identity is Bruce Wayne. A lot of times people will have a secret identity in an action movie. And then, of course, in an action movie, there is often a hero. Not necessarily a superhero. A superhero has superpowers, but a hero can just be a normal person who you are cheering for, who you are rooting for. You know, the main character in an action movie is often someone we like and we want them to succeed. Strangely enough, even in a heist movie where people are robbing a casino, we sometimes cheer for them even though they're doing something bad. So in Ocean's 11, you could think maybe George Clooney's character is the hero or Brad Pitt's character is the hero and you cheer for them. But certainly if you watch something like The Bourne Identity, you cheer for the main character, the hero. when there is a fight scene, when there is a car chase. You want the hero to survive and win. So the hero is usually the main character, not always, but quite often the main character in the movie. And then, of course, we have a villain. So a villain, sorry, I'm not sure if this is an actual villain. It was the only picture I could find that looked a little bit sinister. Someone who didn't look like this person. So a villain is, of course, the bad guy or the bad woman. There's, equal rights in the villain world, definitely. So it's the person in the movie who's trying to do something bad. Or if it's a good versus evil movie, it's the person on the side of evil. So not all movies are good versus evil. Sometimes it's hard to figure out. But usually the hero is on the side of good and the villain is on the side of evil. The hero tries to do good things and save people. The villain does bad things and tries to harm people. So kind of the opposite characters in a movie. And then sometimes in a movie, there will be the hero, but the hero will have a sidekick. The best example of this is Batman and Robin. But even in other movies like Mission Impossible, the main character has sometimes multiple sidekicks, people that help the main character achieve their goal. So often in a superhero movie, there will be a sidekick. Sometimes in an action movie, there will be a sidekick as well. Not the main character, but someone who works with the main character, someone who works with the hero to help them do what they need to do. And there's also something called an underdog. So an underdog is someone in a movie who you want the underdog to be successful, but it's unlikely they will be. We love stories about underdogs. Underdogs are people who, at the beginning of the movie, you don't think they'll be able to do what they have to do, and they end up doing it. So in the Rocky movies, we have Rocky Balboa. In the very first movie, it's unlikely that he will win the final boxing match. So he trains to be a boxer. He does a lot of running. He does a lot of training to participate in a really big match. Spoiler alert, he doesn't win in the first movie. So in the second movie, he does, though. These are old movies. Hopefully you've seen them. But anyways, in the first Rocky movie, he is very much an underdog. We don't expect him to do as well as he does. He does. I won't give you any more details, but an underdog is someone who you don't expect to win. If you've ever watched the Karate Kid movies, also those are movies about underdogs. Someone who doesn't appear strong or able to fight well, who actually does well at the end of the movie, or relatively well. So an underdog. Comic relief. So let me just make this a bit bigger. So here in this movie, this is one of the Avengers movies. We have Captain America saying, "Big man in a suit of armor, take that away and what are you?" Because Tony Stark doesn't have any superpowers. He just builds really cool equipment. And he says, a genius billionaire playboy philanthropist. That's a hard word to say. By the way, philanthropist is spelt wrong. It should be TH. Or maybe I just don't have my glasses on. Can't see it. Let me check. Yeah, it's spelt wrong. Anyways, basically, in a movie, you will often have comic relief. Because action movies have a lot of tension, there's a lot of stressful situations, there's a lot of action, there's a lot of violence. Often they will throw in some comic relief to make the movie a bit lighter. So when there's a standoff, for instance, when the fighting stops, there might be a moment where there are funny lines said by the actors so that you experience several emotions while watching the movie. They want you to love the movie and be thrilled by the movie and excited and maybe a little afraid, but they also want you to laugh. So they will put in some comic relief. So sometimes they'll say, oh, that actor's in the movie just for comic relief. They'll put a funny person in the movie so that there is some funny there are some funny parts in the movie. Let's see here. So I should have put this with villain. We have the word arch enemy. So an arch enemy is like the most common enemy of a person. Superman's arch enemy is Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor. I think I'm saying that right. So often in the Superman movies, you will have storylines where Superman is fighting against Lex Luthor. Okay. In the Batman movies, it could be the Penguin or the Riddler. He has a few arch enemies, but it's like the main enemy in the movie. The person that the hero is almost always fighting against. Okay. So even in a spy movie, there might be an arch enemy. In the James Bond movies, there's generally one arch enemy in every movie that James Bond 007 is fighting against. So an arch enemy would be the main enemy of the person in the movie. A spy or secret agent. This is kind of the same thing. A spy is someone who works for one country and goes to other countries to see what they're doing. Okay. So James Bond is considered a spy or a secret agent. There are other spies or secret agents in the world. I think if you watch any kind of movie like the Mission Impossible movies or the James Bond movies, you will see lots of spies or secret agents. And then in a superhero movie, in an action movie, there will be lots of stunts. There will be times where they ride motorcycles dangerously, or there will be times where they do things that you would never do in real life. You might jump off a building and land in a garbage dumpster and get out safely. You might do things like that, for instance. And there will be a lot of special effects. So special effects are when they use computers to create scenes for the movie. So special effects happen regularly in action movies. When there's a scene where it's too dangerous for the actors to do, they might use special effects. Or when they want to create something that would be too expensive to do, they might use special effects to do that. So a good example would be if they have to blow up a building, they might do it on a computer so that they don't do it in real life when it's dangerous. And there's something called a love interest. So a love interest would be the person the main character likes in a romantic way. And there might be times when each person's love interest is the same as the other person. So in the Twilight movies, Edward's love interest was Bella, and Bella's love interest was Edward. I hope that's their names. I didn't actually watch those movies. I watched the first one, but definitely in a movie, there might be a love interest. And there might be a training montage. So in the Rocky movies, they speed up time by showing clips of him doing a whole bunch of different training. In the Karate Kid movie, they show you a sequence where he trains one way and then another way and another way, and many days and weeks pass, and they show you little clips of the training that is happening on those days. And then to narrowly escape. When you narrowly escape, it means you're in a dangerous situation and you just manage to get away. You just manage to escape without being hurt or being killed or having something bad happen to you. Hi, Bob the Canadian here. Thank you for listening to this English podcast lesson. If you would like to support me in the work that I do as an online English teacher, please visit patreon.com/BobTheCanadian.